Aloha. So you've started your superhero body thing?
Yes, I have.
How you doing?
I'm sore as hell. I really am
head
sore.
Head to toe?
Head to toe. Yesterday was leg day.
Oh, never skip leg day, Mace.
No, never
Dude,
skip.
You need to go to cryo every day.
Yeah, I probably should go to cryo.
When I started training again, I had to start going to cryo every day.
Yeah, I am I'm in this now. I found out yesterday.
How deep
is this
in?
At home or are you at a gym?
I'm 2 weeks in. I'm going to a gym.
Okay.
Yeah, so 3 days a week.
How long's the workout?
An hour.
You have to do more than that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You can get superhero.
Three hours a week for six months. I'm absolutely going to be superhero ready.
What are you doing on the other 4 days?
Cardio.
Okay. All right.
I got to have cardio days in there.
You got to stay lean.
I got to lean out. Lean out.
Are you cutting water yet? Are you going to take Lasix to really get shredded?
You have to drink more water.
But I'm thinking about
right up until the reveal. And
right,
then you got to cut.
The day before, you go to the sauna and you eat ice chips and stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not at that point yet. I'm not at the ice chips point of the process.
What's the toughest workout you're doing so far?
Okay. So there's this exercise. Mm-hmm. Where you have a weight here. Okay, if you're on YouTube, you get it.
Yep.
You have a weight here, and you.
Okay, when you say here, he means his arms.
And your right arm, you lift your left leg in
the
air.
So this is all right leg, right?
Okay.
And you've got to do this 15 times.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
That your arms are shaking without a weight, it can't be a good sign.
No, my arms are, everything is shaking right now. Everything.
Supposed to.
I worked out last night. Today, everything is shaking.
I know it's what you did because I'm giving you a hard time because I've been there before.
Oh,
it's trying to lift your coffee cup is coming up
exactly.
Like this.
Exactly. It's coming up shaky. Damn, so I heard I'm in it, man. I'm doing this thing.
You heard our draft?
Yeah, I did hear the draft.
Okay.
Did you see my draft picks?
I did. I responded to it. So it's Conan O'Brien's birthday today, Momo.
Happy birthday.
How old is Conan?
Do you know how old Conan is? 50. Got to be 50-something, maybe 60? Maybe?
Yeah, no,
he is 61.
61. Oh, wow. 61. So in honor of Conan O'Brien's birthday, we are drafting our favorite hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I almost did what you did.
Oh.
I had the first pick.
Yeah, I know you did.
So, and I almost went with myself at number one overall.
I think that's a great call.
I thought so, but I really wanted Oprah, mostly because I think she is the number one overall pick.
Yes. And,
wait, nobody can have Oprah except for me.
No, I
no,
took
you
her.
Weren't even,
and
Emily,
I,
you were
I,
not even
I,
in the draft.
Emily, I don't care.
Oprah
is my girl.
Emily had the second pick, and I knew that she was going to take Oprah if I didn't take her.
Sure.
So I got A, the right pick, and B, I got to twist the knife a little bit with them. So I took
loved
Oprah.
Jorge taking Letterman in there.
It's terrific.
Just to screw Sliwa.
So who's got the best list? You've heard this list.
Okay.
Give me the list. Here are my three. We each get three. Oprah Winfrey, Alex Trebek, Johnny Carson.
Oh,
strong. I've heard enough.
Emily, Colbert.
Good.
Jeff Probst.
Yep.
Tyra Banks.
I don't know about the Tyra.
She has a personal connection
to
Tyra.
Her as a host infected my brain at a very young age, and so I have a heart pick of, I watched a lot of Tyra content.
I do like the Jeff Probst pick. That's good. He's a really good Survivor host.
Yeah, I've never watched Survivor, but I'm sure he's very good at what he does.
I've watched every single season of every single.
Yeah, you do.
Like wait, are you watching this season?
No, I haven't. This is the only, the last two seasons I've kind of fallen off because of the two children. It happens.
Sleaze list, Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Joe Rogan, Ernie Johnson.
No.
No, you're out.
Ernie Johnson's fantastic.
Ernie's great. Conan's great. I don't know about the Rogan thing. I don't know.
Because you don't like Joe Rogan?
No,
I listen to Rogan.
It's a 3-hour podcast. Get him an editor.
It is, by the way, it is a long podcast.
It's so
it is
long.
A very long podcast.
Like anytime, like the other guy that it's always so long, the Huberman podcast. I love that podcast.
Yeah,
did you read that piece in New York
Huberman's
Magazine?
Huberman's podcast is so long. What did the New York
Friedman,
just read it and tell me what you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the Mr. I Know Everything about health science.
Well, he knows everything about
it. He knows what he's got. He's got a lane.
I'll have to look for it.
Okay,
yep.
So
is that
Rogan,
fair, Ramon?
Yeah,
Rogan had a pod a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Came out. It just says 4 hours and
come
19
on.
Minutes.
Oh, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Seriously.
But the best way to just catch the clips.
Who?
You don't have to
watch. Right, that's the thing. I mean, you can now break things
20
into...
20 minutes here,
also, we just can't put Joe Rogan and Alex Trebek in the same category. Come on, Alex Trebek is...
Alex Trebek.
Right.
Exactly.
Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson.
They are, 100%. Oprah. But in today's world, Rogan is as big as
Rogan. Rogan is
standing over Oprah.
Rogan.
Wait, nobody
does
can
have
Oprah except for me.
Yes. That's my girl.
Jorge's three Oprah. Choices were Letterman.
Not mm-hmm. because he ever cared.
Jorge, I'm going to need help with the pronunciation of your second pick.
Cristina Saralegi.
Yeah, Cristina.
Christina.
Okay, whatever he
as
said.
As I like to call her.
And Don Francisco's a great pick. Love Salvador Higante.
What
was your first one, Jorge? The first one?
Letterman.
Letterman. Okay.
Letterman. Yeah, yeah. No.
When I was on Fox Sports Radio, I was on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And so I called the show Salvador Higante.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I did. Because I love, as a so as cool. a tribute to Don Francisco and Salvador
awesome.
Higante.
Travis, you win.
Travis, yeah, I mean, you win.
That's listen, all I needed to
what
hear.
Would be your three? What would be your three?
Well, Oprah.
Okay. There's yeah. one. There's one. What's the other two?
Carson.
I would go Letterman. I was a Letterman person, but also I was kind of younger, so yeah. because like Letterman's more my era than
sure.
Carson.
Right.
I go Oprah, Letterman, and then nobody had Phil Donahue. Nobody. No. Jerry Springer.
Phil Donahue's a good.
Jerry Donahue's a good one. Donahue is kind of. Well, he was first on the beach, right?
Like yeah, he and then was. Oprah the, was like, "Yo, get out of here, Phil."
Right. She
he started
him.
In.
Let me show you.
He
how you
started
do this.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Donahue did.
Donahue did. His show was live from yeah. Dayton, Ohio, which is a really. I mean. In Toledo, we used to make fun of Dayton. So I was surprised that the show
no,
came
No, I think
from
I would
there,
probably go Jerry Springer as the third.
No one took Howard.
No one took Howard. That's the other thing. Nobody took Howard Stern.
I thought you were going to take, because you did your list.
Yeah, my list would really be Carson, Letterman, Howard.
Well, you put you, and we just
Me,
thought.
And Stern as the alternate.
We were talking about Howard Stern, but we got there talking about when he showed up on Magic's talk show. Do you remember that?
No, Magic's talk show.
The Magic Hour.
Yeah, the Magic Hour.
And Stern would open up the Howard Stern show every day, just dissecting the night before.
Really, just,
yeah.
And then they put Stern on the Magic Hour, and it did not go well.
I can't imagine it would.
Do you know
I
what,
can't imagine
you know
it
who
would.
We're also forgetting here? Like, I threw in Jerry Springer because that was such a cultural...
Sure.
Big
like,
time. Jerry.
Icon and genre that he created. Just trash TV, right?
Yep.
Is that what we... Trash talk shows?
Sure.
I do think that we are forgetting, like, Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest... That
category is kind of not there. I like some older school talk. Like I love Larry King.
Larry King.
I worked with and used to listen to when I was a kid. Tom Snyder.
Yeah, Tom Snyder
was fantastic.
Rick Dees.
Hey,
Rick Dees was famous for a really long time
across the
Disco Duck.
Yeah,
I mean he had a lot of things.
We've
going
told
on.
The story a few times. But me and Ireland used to work down the hall from Rick Dees, and. He knew that we were there, but every time one of us walked by him, he would say, "Hey, Stephen John. He didn't know which of us was Steve and which of us was John, so he
names.
Just said both every, "Hey, Stephen John, Stephen
What
John.
Happens if you just saw one of them?
If
Stephen
like
John.
He just saw you.
He'd say, "Hey, Stephen John.
You can't go wrong there.
Yeah, no, you couldn't.
Yeah, you never could be accused of not singing
and
by
he was
name.
A very big radio guy.
Oh,
yeah.
He was. So I only met him twice. So when I was working for Jim, we were all under the giant Clear Channel
That's
umbrella.
That's right, sure.
Right? And so,
102.7, Kiss FM.
With by the way, I loved Wisenack back in the day when he his character, Wisenack.
Right.
It's so stupid, but I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And he was at the table next to our table at the Christmas party. And on YouTube, you'll be able to see this, but he had his back to our table and somebody called his name. And he turned around like this.
Whoa.
That seems like him.
Yeah.
That seems like
him. It was
him.
Like a Pirates of Caribbean character turning to look at you.
It was like going through the ride.
It was... How you doing? It was very like, all right, John and Steve.
He lives in Kentucky now. He has a horse farm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, has a horse farm. Always did. Because I got to know. and he still does some sort of radio show from down there on the farm.
That's his life,
I'm going to go a little off the board here too, though.
Okay.
We're just kind of ignoring all the ESPN guys, but don't you, Stephen A.?
Oh, Stephen A. Sure.
Stephen A.
Yeah, Stephen A.
You could pick Stephen A. You could pick Chris Berman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
You know who I left off? I left Jim Rome off my list.
Yeah.
You're not the first one to bring that up.
He was fourth.
We had a
I was about to say Rome.
So Emily was the first one off the rope at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, yeah, no.
A caller brought it up later. Yeah. You're third, man. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Good choice, though.
It was a good choice.
Kind of a genre changer.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That'd be probably not the pick I would use.
No, sure. You would not.
You could take
it. I mean, in the top three, it's hard to make my list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I would have been thrown if somebody took Oprah before me, too.
Yeah, right. By the way, you're a big Conan guy, right?
Yeah.
I never got Conan.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Nope. But I have nothing against the guy.
Me too. Yeah. Feel the same way.
I ran into him in a restaurant one time. He's like 7 feet tall.
He's very tall.
And thin.
Like, I think Conan can be funny frequently, but he was never my guy.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it was never like, I got to go see
Conan. Letterman was truly
my guy. Was my guy for sure. Yeah. I think Jimmy Kimmel's really funny.
He's great.
But I'm not, like, aggressively put off the way I am by, like, Fallon and Corden.
Yeah.
It's not that Conan doesn't occupy that space. Like,
right.
I see Jimmy Fallon, I want to bang my head on the desk.
I'm not a big Jimmy Fallon fan. Anybody here? Sticking up for Jimmy?
No. Right.
I mean, he seems like an okay guy.
I will use this, and then we'll get out of here. Mm-hmm. I am a huge Simpsons fan, and there is a Simpsons that always applies to everything. There's an episode where Bart and his pal Milhouse are laughing hysterically, staring at something on the television. Mm-hmm. Homer breaks into the room and says, "What are you laughing at?" And if you say Fallon, I know you're lying.
That's
very funny.
That's
Super Crosstalk was brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger is all about.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, wait a minute. I'm here. Ireland's not.
No. Yeah.
I get bagged on in the intro for taking days off.
Yeah.
Tell me what's wrong. What am I missing?
It's just who you are.
Mace, this is your lot in life.
You are the guy that takes the time
off. It's like I'm the late one, and you're the one who's not here, and Greg is corporate.
But the point is, I am here.
Right now.
I know, but
right now.
True or false?
False.
You have more vacation time than anyone.
Don't know. No. I don't keep track of everybody else's.
No, you have no idea.
I don't keep track of anybody else's vacation. I don't know when anybody's here, when anybody's not. It's none of my business.
No.
Again, yesterday we talked about mind my own business. I just mind my own business.
Sure.
Head down, pencils up, minding my own business.
Momo, true, false?
I think that Mason has an excellent work-life balance.
Yes.
That's a very kind
way
to put
that.
That's
an excellent way to describe it,
I
think.
I think you have a very good work-life balance. I honestly, life goals.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody, I can just say this now.
Sure.
Michelle Beadle and I were really close for a while when we hosted a radio show together and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
And she just told me, she goes, Ramona, as you get older in this business, you want to work really hard right now so that you can work less later.
Yeah.
Like, that's life goals.
Although Beatles got like six shows going on,
like
right? She's like
shows.
Everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Nearly slowing
but
down.
That's
great.
But that is the right, but that is, she's like the best host I've ever worked. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
TV host, the best TV host.
Oh, you're getting a side shot now.
TV host.
You did a radio show with her, too.
I did, but I was the host.
Okay.
So she's
the
A.
She's the best TV host
you've ever worked with.
No, TV host.
Oh, TV host.
I'm not just saying that.
Okay.
You're the best radio host.
Oh, thank you.
You want me to say it again so you can get the clip clean?
Yeah, get the clip
clean. Steve Mason is the best radio
host.
Thank
you.
Oh, by the way, you cut her off.
Yeah, it's sorry.
You want to do one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
Steve Mason is the best radio host I've ever worked with.
Thank you.
There you go.
Right,
see,
pull that. I will play it all the time.
That's true.
All the time.
I'm not lying.
What's going on with the temperature in this room?
Don't mess with it, please.
I saw a penguin run by here a minute ago.
I have three layers on.
Watch out.
And I'm still cold.
A stalactite could fall on your head.
I'm really glad you guys brought that up because I get a lot of heat for always saying it's cold in here.
First of all, it's a radio studio. A radio studio should be cold.
No,
always.
Be awake because it keeps you awake.
Whose rule is that?
Do you think if the room warms up,
I'm going to fall asleep?
Is that your contention?
Yes.
I think that Brian might fall asleep.
I might.
Momo
might. Really?
It's supposed to be cold. And also, this is very regulated. It goes up and down at any moment. So if you mess with it even one dot, it gets super hot.
Yeah, but I'm freezing.
Yeah,
right.
It'll change.
I would like it to be tropical in here.
We were in the science studio recording with Clinton Yates, and both Clinton and I were, man, it's really cold in here.
What were you?
ESPN Daily.
Oh, yeah, the ESPN Daily show. How's that going?
Pretty good. Clinton's the new host.
I know. What'd you guys talk about?
Next week is the 10-year anniversary of when the tape dropped. What if I told you that on April 25th, 2014, exactly 10 years ago, TMZ published an audio recording of Donald Sterling talking to his mistress?
It's been 10 years?
10 years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Doesn't that make you what if I told you I made...
You made what?
I made... I don't know. It just stopped in the middle. I don't know what happened.
What if I told you...
And by the way, your TV show's coming out now, too, right?
June 4th.
June 4th. I'm excited.
And, oh, you know, the premiere, June 3rd at that... We haven't announced yet,
but I'm just going to say, at the Peacock Theater right here?
Not the Peacock, the Regal. The screening.
Oh, at the LA Live Regal.
Screening.
Oh, nice. Red carpet screening.
Are we invited? I think so. I don't have the power yet, but I will make that happen. I will make it happen.
What are you going to show?
You can't show the whole series, right? You're just showing the premiere episode?
This is the first I heard about it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I probably shouldn't have said that right now, but save the date.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry about it. Only millions and millions of people. Save the date.
Not everyone. Yeah. Just you guys.
Oh, just us. Save the date. Got it. So guess who
I honestly want to be there.
I know. That'd be fun.
Guess who I had on the podcast today? I did my podcast. Phil Hendry.
Oh, really?
Phil Hendry.
How did you get that?
He's got a documentary out right now called Hendry, which is sort of his life and process and all that. Amazing. What an amazing guy. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Did he do voices?
He did all of his voices.
Oh, did them all.
And explained exactly how he did them.
Who are the voices?
There's Margaret Gray. He has a bunch of voices that he does. And I guess he's still doing this on his website. He will introduce a guest, and it will be himself.
Ah.
And then he will have a conversation with himself, and then he will take calls for the guest, which is himself.
Whoa. Is he the calls, too?
He's the call. He's not the calls.
Okay.
He's the host and the guest.
But then these people that call in all think that he is actually talking to a guest.
Correct.
But it's him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He does female voices. He does kids' voices.
Oh, it's amazing. You're really unfamiliar?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
He's the greatest.
I never listen to the Culture Pop podcast. That's a lie. I do. But I'm going to listen to this one.
I don't believe that's a lie. I think you don't listen to the Culture Pop podcast.
I do not. But I'm going to listen to this one.
I watch the clips that you post. I watch those.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because I have alerts for you.
I'm really excited about this one, actually. I really will watch this
one. No, he's really good. I was trying to think if I could possibly even do what he does.
Try. You want to try in the next segment?
Yeah, we'll try in the next segment. I think I've got a way to do it. He says that all he does is talk into the phone like this.
Oh.
And this is where his character is. And then he goes here. And then he goes here. And then he goes here.
Oh.
So he's just really using a phone.
Are you going through the phone?
You're going through the phone. So the guest goes through the phone.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, sir?
All right,
like that.
I still think that would be really confusing. Like halfway through the conversation, you just forget who you are.
You can't use your cell phone, though, because that'll make feedback. But
will it?
Yeah.
Why?
It does. It'll cause feedback.
Cell phone on mics.
Yeah.
So how do I do it then?
Do it. Call from that phone.
Call myself from that phone?
No, call the studio from that phone.
Okay, we'll try it. We'll try it coming up.
Who's on first?
What's on
third
second?
Base? all right. So, by the way, on top of everything else, and there's going to be a lot of screwing around today. We sort of had a break in the NBA playoffs. We're about to get to it with the Lakers playing in Denver on Saturday. Dodgers off today.
They need a day off. They can't hit.
They're really
scuffling.
They are scuffling right now.
I went to the game yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I took both boys
yesterday afternoon.
Game. Yep, the nooner.
Yeah. You didn't exactly get to see any fireworks,
no.
Did you?
I mean, I'm glad I got there early because there were two runs scored by the Nationals, and that was
all
she wrote.
She wrote.
The poor guy who got called up yesterday. First pitch, home run.
Yeah, but you know what? Landon Knack ended up throwing good.
Yeah, he settled in.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to my 5-year-old, like, that's what baseball is, son. You walk in, your first pitch is a home run, and you just got to pick yourself up and settle back in. Because mm-hmm. baseball is about how you deal with failure. And he was like, I would like a churro.
There. That's a good
Helmet
reaction.
Nachos.
Yeah. No, he didn't want the nachos. He wanted the Dippin' Dots, the churro.
Dippin' Dots
as
a kid.
Jacob was too young to know the difference between the old Dodger dog and the new Dodger dog, so he was just like, what is this delicious meat thing? He was just eating it.
Yeah. Oh, we'll bring up, but there's a really interesting little accoutrement that has come back to Dodger Stadium.
I'm very excited about it.
They got some new food out there this year. I didn't make it to any of them, but I saw the signs.
Yeah.
Fried peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, see, I never eat any of these special foods.
Me neither.
They're just
I
made
always
up.
Intend to, but I never do.
By the way, tonight at 5 o'clock on the NFL Network, are you aware of this? The LA Rams YouTube channel. Also, you can watch the debut of Matthew Stafford, Locked In, giving fans an unprecedented look into the life of the Super Bowl winning quarterback during one of the most intense stretches of an NFL season. Matthew Stafford, Locked In, tonight at 5 on the NFL Network and the Rams social media channels. By the way, this is I would love to know this. Matthew Stafford turned us down?
He is turning down everybody.
Okay. Somehow they started shooting this documentary when the Rams were 3-6 and in the middle of their bye week.
Wow.
Now, who had the foresight to say, oh, yeah, this is a bad team?
No,
bye
I think
week.
It was pre-planned and they finally just got out there.
See, me too. I think they were just filming all season, but they're starting it at 3.
I think they were planning it and probably took a while to get going, and they just happened to start right then.
In week 9? Week
yeah, but
10?
Like, you know how all the, like, people go, oh, did you plan for your show to come out after winning time? And I was like, no, the process started like 5 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it just, none of that it always plans it. Like, to do a documentary, like, you have to do all these meetings and get all these green lights and all these things. Like, I'm sure it was planned for months.
Right. But the documentary covers the second half run into the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe Greg. Right. Maybe they were filming the whole season and they were like, oh, this is where things
choosing
get interesting.
This as a starting point. Yeah. Right. All right. So coming up, I will attempt to do what Phil Hendry does, plus that little nugget from Dodger Stadium, which I think is going to make your next visit better. In the meantime, you know, life's journey has got highs and lows. Maybe you're having a hard time right now. Maybe you're depressed or you're anxious or feeling overwhelmed at work or things not going well in your relationship. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through everything. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's make a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Give it to Alexa Yakunov.
Old Alexi Yakunov.
Hey, today is another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. Listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour on Sunday, September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day today for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN.
No, I was saying off the air that I'm getting all of these Venmo requests from Russians.
Oh,
Alexi
wow.
Yakunov.
Alexi Yakunov is the latest to ask for $99.99 on Venmo. I'm not on Venmo. I don't know how these people got my information.
Are you getting it on email?
Email. Okay. All on email.
They just got your email and are just sending it out.
And it's all these Russian trolls trying to get money. Yes. And it's always $99.99.
Because probably below $100, it's not tracked or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So if you're keeping...
Sorry, Alexi!
Just block everyone.
Back to Stalingrad with you.
Stalingrad.
I don't even know if that's a place.
Okay, so maybe when you do your voices, maybe you could be Alexi.
Well, we don't know if this is going to work.
It probably won't.
I think it will work. My hypothesis is that it will work.
Right,
it should work. I don't see why it wouldn't.
So let's set
this
up.
So you have to do a Russian voice to be Alexi.
I don't do a Russian voice, but I do have a voice.
You can do a Russian voice. You can do it. Yes, you can.
So the idea is here, Phil Hendry used to, and still does, he's the guest and he's the host. And so he uses a phone and he goes back and forth between the microphones. So let me just see if this hit the bottom one.
Yeah, hit the bottom one.
The bottom one. The bottom one.
Whoa.
Oh, this is going great.
Nope.
Use this. No, there's a lot of feedback.
You think?
I think that's
Try your phone. Let's just try your phone real fast. Let's just try your phone.
You think the phone is easier?
Or maybe pretend to do the phone.
I just thought there'd be more feedback.
Like, you know when you walk by someone that you don't want to say hello to and you pretend you're on the phone?
Right.
But just do it like that. Like, there's not an actual call.
No, don't say
I do that all the time.
710-377-710.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone right now.
Good to see you, though.
Thank you.
3776.
And then you point to your earbuds.
I've done that too.
Okay, I'm calling the station now.
Hopefully this one works.
No, I think it's not.
You don't think it's going to work at all?
I thought that would work.
Hello?
Hello?
It's going to be late.
Oh.
So you're going to have to turn your mic off and on. Here, let's us go off. There.
Okay, you guys go
off.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of feedback.
You have to, on and off. Call.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
I wanted to talk about the Lakers. I'm really upset about what's going on with the inability to cover Jokic.
Yeah, I know. He's a tough cover. He really is. And I don't know if the Lakers have anybody that matches up at all with him.
What about AD? AD should be able to do it.
Okay, so there's a little... But
as long as you turn your microphone on and off,
Can
work.
Isn't there so much feedback?
No, when you turn your mic off, so if you do your part, like Steve Mason part, and then hit the off button.
Screw you, Bergman.
I love that you just did your dog voice.
It is my dog's voice.
You're still on.
Well, all these voices.
Yeah.
You know, That's my dog. It's one of my dogs. That's Sophie.
You can't do a Russian voice?
I do not have a Russian voice
Alexi
Yakunov.
Alexi Yakunov. It's okay. You can do a Russian voice. Yeah. It's a doable thing. Yes?
Well, we should try to find a system that'll actually work because that's too.
I know a guy who does a really good Russian voice. You want me to call him?
For
the bit?
The bit?
He can be Alexi.
No. Okay. We're letting people too far under the curve. Okay. That's the end. And that concludes that segment.
The Phil Hendry segment.
Phil, love you, man. Legend, philhendryshow.com. It's great.
I think what we learned is he's the only one who can really do it.
I think that is 100% a fact. Yeah.
Do it.
So they've brought back to Dodger Stadium, and I don't know if you saw this or not, Momo. You were there yesterday.
I was chasing both kids around. I didn't see much.
They brought back the onion machine.
You know, the one with the the onions, and you sort of put them on the hot dog by turning the dial.
Yes, that's so much better than using the communal trough.
Exactly. It's just the onion machine.
Although I'm not sure how often they clean that thing.
That's why they took it away originally, I believe. So now that it's back.
Now
it's
they're like, sanitizing the onion machine
every night.
Every night it is sanitized.
They have a guy just for that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
Now, do they have a relish machine or am I?
They used to.
Well, they have relish packets.
Relish packets.
Yeah,
suck.
I know.
No, that's why I want the relish.
Also, because when you do the packet, it all comes out as one glob. And then you have to spread it with your finger.
Spread it with, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Difficult life.
It
we
is
have.
Difficult. But the onion machine is back, so.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah, I want to know if they clean it every night.
Yeah.
Let's just say they do.
You know, it gives a character if they
don't. Let's just say they do.
It's like a cast iron pot. You don't use soap.
So, Mama, I've come on the air here and said that I think the Denver Nuggets will win this series in six.
That's exactly what I just sent in as my prediction on ESPN.com.
Oh, come on, Momo. Have some faith.
It's not lack of faith in the Lakers. I actually think they can win.
I really
do.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
I just think the odds are not in their favor.
Like, you're making a prediction. Your prediction is that they're going to lose in six.
I would say I think the most likely outcome is that Denver wins this in five or six because Denver's really good. And they're the defending champions.
I think they're the best team in the league.
They are the best team in the league. They're probably going to repeat.
Yeah.
Most likely. If they beat the Lakers, I think they repeat. I think they beat everyone in the West. The only other team I think can kind of... There's two teams I think can sort of kind of challenge them, which is I think the winner of the Clippers-Mavs series could challenge them in the conference finals.
Clippers going to go down?
I pick the Clippers to win.
To win? To beat the Mavericks?
Yeah.
They're playing really, really well right now.
The Mavericks have been playing really well.
I know, but the Clippers they're going to get Kawhi back, and they've won the last series. I don't feel that confident in that pick, though. I could see the Mavericks beating them in five, like easy. But the Clippers have the ability to rise in the playoffs. I think Kawhi will be back, yada, yada.
They have the ability. Have they ever done it?
They went to the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago.
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
Without Kawhi?
Yeah, they did.
They beat the Mavericks in seven games that year. And then they beat the Jazz. And then they went to the conference finals.
I will be rooting
the
against them, as usual.
Every single game.
I also root for me, which is, it's really good for me when both LA teams are in it, so I don't have to travel as much, right?
Oh, right.
So I would be more than happy for both LA teams to just keep winning, so I can just cover games in here. But also, I think Denver's the best team in the league, and they're just really deep, and unless somebody gets hurt, I think they'll win again.
Okay, so I have decided...
It's not about the Lakers. They have the ability that they can win.
I've decided that I have an expert hat and a fan hat.
Okay.
So my expert hat, I don't think the Lakers can beat the Denver Nuggets, but my fan hat... Let's go!
Oh, so you're staying on. So you have two different picks. You
I have
Denver
two different
in
picks. And Lakers in six. I have both of them.
Now do you...
You can't lose.
Covering all bets.
No, I honestly believe they can win because I feel like they've learned a lot from last year and they're using different guys in different ways, Momo, that I think you're seeing. Like Aaron Gordon was somebody that beat up on the Lakers last year with how he's constantly on that baseline pulling in, and that's the same thing that Rui is doing now. He's kind of doing the exact same thing. I also think they have guys that can guard Jamal Murray a little bit better. So, I mean, Murray's amazing, but Gabe Vincent, if he's healthy and playing pesky defense.
I think this is going to be a big Gabe Vincent series.
Right?
Yeah, because I think he, and if they're going to win it, they have to have a big series from Gabe. He's a better defender than D'Lo. He can hit shots.
He was great last year for Miami.
Yeah, this is why they went out and got Gabe Vincent, and he has barely played, but time to get going. Like, if they have a chance, it's because he has a big series. And it's not a knock on D'Lo, but he's in more of an offensive player than a defensive player. And like to beat Denver, you got to stop the Murray pick and roll. You got to stop Murray. It's more important that you have a good defender on him than it is for you to shoot a lot of threes.
So you
make a lot of threes. So
D'Lo is going to get played off just a little bit because late in games, it will probably see more Gabe.
I hope
than
he doesn't. He's had a great year, and I hope that doesn't happen to him again. But I think they're going to have to use Gabe because he's just a better defender.
You know what song is playing on the radio in Denver right now?
What's that? Nikola Jokic MVP. Nikola Jokic
MVP. Nikola Jokic MVP. Now they're not very creative with their lyrics. Because it just ends.
If you need someone, you can count on me.
If you need some Nikola Jokic MVP.
It's not bad.
This sounds like something out of San Diego about the Padres.
Oh, it does sound like Slam
That's
Diego.
What's in Yeah. That kind of thing.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's what they're playing on the radio there.
Did you get that from Amanda Brand?
No, I didn't get it from I got it from the YouTube.
Ah.
All you do is search Denver Nugget fight songs nice. And stuff comes up.
That's a horrible song.
It is terrible.
When you're the defending champ, you are the favorite until somebody beats you.
Yeah.
And that's good because this is what I wanted to. I came in here with a head of steam because I haven't been on for a few days.
It seems like, yeah, you're just like, go.
There was a lot of caffeine in this.
Let her rip, too. Go.
Did you hear what LeBron said? Like, he was, the Nuggets are a great team, Jokic is a great player, and then he goes, and they have a hell of a coach, Michael Malone. And it perked up my ears because you know the feud that LeBron and Michael Malone had last year. Like, Malone took shots at him. He thought LeBron stole their thunder. He thought everything was about LeBron, even at the championship parade, remember?
Yep.
And it was like, LeBron went out of his way to say that the Nuggets have a great coach.
He does that a lot, though. He says that about a lot of other coaches. He said it about Ty Lue. He said it about Michael Malone.
Yeah, that's the passive-aggressive LeBron.
Yes, it is. It's kind of like a pointed shot at Darvin, just a little bit.
So you think he's taking a shot at Darvin by saying they've got a hell of a coach, Michael Malone?
Yeah, I agree with Greg. I think that is his way of taking a shot at Darvin. But I think it is also a really interesting mind game because he's basically, like, LeBron has never gone into a series thinking that he was an underdog, that they can't win a series.
Right.
I mean, even in those years that he was on the Cavs and the Warriors were like the Kevin Durant Warriors, they still always thought they had a chance because they have LeBron. LeBron's like, just get me into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't care what seed we are. I don't care who we play. We got me.
Yeah,
let's
right.
go. And I still think he has that mentality, but he's playing things very differently this time. He's playing the underdog. He's playing the sort of like, you guys are the champs. You got the MVP. You got the great coach. Like, it's almost
he's trying to set them up.
Yeah. Like, last year, what did Michael Malone get so upset about? Everybody, we won the game, and everyone wants
Everybody's
to talk about the Lakers.
Everybody's talking about them. Ugh. Right. When LeBron had said the thing at the end of the game about that suggested I'm thinking about retiring, whatever it was.
Stole their thunder.
Yep.
Kind of like, you want all the smoke here. Here, you take all the smoke. We're not taking it this time.
We're
it's
not
on
favored.
You.
We're the seven seed.
As Darvin Ham said, not going to catch any fades.
Zero now. Back to 0-0. We with all the smoke, and we ain't ducking no fades. Go enjoy this one tonight, take tomorrow off, and then we'll go from there.
That was Saginaw talking right there.
Yeah.
We just learned also yesterday that catching fades or ducking fades.
I didn't
fades,
know what that meant. That
you don't know?
That was getting into a fight.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. No,
I didn't understand that.
I knew it right away.
I knew what all the smoke was.
Of course. I did know it.
Yeah.
Also, I suggested the Lakers should lose the other night
to
New Orleans.
So you're one of the...
And afterwards, Darvin Ham addressed me personally.
Saying what again?
You'd be better off if you guys lost this game. To avoid
that
in the first round, to play.
Insane asylum sources say. Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Someone just got out of the insane asylum. I still think if the Lakers were the 8 playing OKC, I would pick them to win the series. They won 3 out of 4 from OKC this year. It is a much better matchup than facing Denver.
Okay, but do you believe in karma? Do you believe in the basketball
gods? No, I don't believe that. I'm an atheist when it comes to basketball gods. I don't believe in them.
Okay. I believe in the basketball gods. I believe in karma. I believe that teams that don't duck other teams that... Like, the Milwaukee Bucks did an epic losing job on their last game of the year.
Right.
The Cavs did an epic job
Cavs
of losing.
Were
the
Cavs to lose.
Basically got to the end of the game. They were up by 1 against...
Right.
Who was it? Somebody terrible.
It was against... Charlotte.
Charlotte. And the Cavs were up by 1 with like 5 minutes left, and they took their entire starting lineup out and put in a bunch of rookies.
So you think
want to face Orlando.
You think the Cavs are screwed because they messed with the basketball gods and they...
Yep.
Yeah. See, I think pick your best matchup. If you got a chance to do that and back up into a matchup that's better, do that.
But who's to say they were going to beat Golden State or at this point, Sacramento? They may not have beaten Sacramento tomorrow. And
Sacramento
that's an extra game.
I think they're unlikely to beat Denver. So at the end of the day, what's the difference?
You're putting an extra game on LeBron when he already has one extra game from the IST. So that's another one you want to put on him? I don't know. I don't want to see that. And that's less time
AD's
off, too.
AD's back is all tight. And
yeah, because game
barely
one.
Barely hanging in there.
Game one for that 8. 1-8 is going to be on Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround.
So that's another quick turnaround. You get extra days off this way. You got 3 days off before Saturday.
But you still got to play Denver.
I know, you still got to play. Listen, if you want to win a championship, you have to go through Denver anyway.
Yes.
I mean, it's unlikely that somebody else would have taken
it. But why not a long playoff run and face them in the Western Conference Finals?
I understand that
point.
Wouldn't
you want to get them earlier than
late? I think you want to get them earlier. Mm-hmm. Murray's coming off an injury. They're not, like, rounded into championship form yet. The Lakers have been playing really well. Right then, you're not tired, you're not strained from three other series.
Yeah, yep. At the end of the day, Lakers get Denver.
You're going to regret this.
All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Hey, debt. Let me talk to you about debt. Think about how much debt you got right now. And you can't get away from it. And here's the thing that nobody will tell you. The system is completely designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards, loans with really high interest rates, all that stuff. It's impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of the debt trap, and that is Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years and years. They've got new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop the threatening phone calls. No bankruptcy, no loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com. Mason in Ireland, Momo and Bergman in for John, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hmm. All right, guys. So I came across this article which revealed the most promiscuous countries based on the world population.
Hey-o.
Wow. Uh-huh. Most promiscuous country.
Yeah. Do you think you can guess it, Mace? I wonder if you can guess it.
Let me read the rest and then we'll go through the question. Relax.
It's your question. I apologize.
Okay. According to the website, the average number of sexual partners can vary significantly from country to country as cultural norms can have a significant impact on the number of people someone has sex with.
Mm-hmm.
So my question was, what country do you think scored at the top?
Okay. I've got a guess. Top?
Let me think about this one.
Yeah, I got one too.
Okay. I am going to take a shot.
I'm going to take one too.
Okay. I'm going to take a shot with France.
Ooh. I got one.
What do you think?
Brazil.
I'm going to say Sweden.
Brian?
Oh, Sweden, not Sweden.
We're going to go Greece?
I feel like that's Netherlands.
No. So the number one with 14 partners, above 14 partners.
Above 14.
Was Turkey.
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 Yeah, Turkey.
I would have never guessed Turkey.
Australia took second place.
I'll tell you what, I did some damage in Australia.
13. I do want to go to Australia. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
13 people. Where do you guys think, because I can give you the list, but where do you guys think the U.S. ranked?
It should be in top 10, no?
God, we like should be top 10.
Five?
Go USA.
Okay, you say five, you say Mace.
Seven, number seven.
Momo?
No, I think the U.S. is going to be pretty low, actually.
Really?
I'm going to say top 20.
Okay, and Brian?
Top five.
It's 13th on the list.
Number 13. Let me tell you,
average 10 people.
We all need to get busy.
Well, you know,
we are really letting down
the middle of the country.
No, I also think people lie here.
I do, too.
That's a very good point.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think people like to tell the truth about how many. Like, where I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised about Turkey, but also not. Because if you've been to Istanbul and you go to, like, the modern part of Istanbul, like Taksim or whatever, it's very different than what you think.
Yeah.
It's like a. It's like the. I thought Brian's guess was good. The Netherlands was a good guess.
Yeah.
Netherlands, yeah.
I thought Brazil.
I had fun
there.
I had fun in Brazil.
See, that's why I thought you'd be good at this because you've been to a lot of different countries.
Yeah, and have a very high body count.
I was said in your heyday.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Those Olympic days.
Oh, those Olympic days. There's. I loved all the Olympic events, but I loved everything that went along with
them,
too.
The Olympic Village is.
The Olympic Village was something else. So, Momo. What do you think of the Dodgers here in the early going? You were there yesterday. It's a very mixed bag. They've lost now three consecutive series.
It's like bad teams, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're not, it's not, well, for the Padres are good.
Yeah, but, Padres are pretty good.
Padres are good, but the Nationals are not even trying to be good.
No,
like
not
they
at all.
I don't think they're trying to win. Like that was strange that they lost the series. I don't know what to make of them. Like they're. I still think they're going to win 100 games. I still think they're going to win the NL West. I just think they have games where they score 8 runs and then Alex Vesia blows it, and then they have other games where they
always
can't
Alex Vesia.
I didn't say Vesia. It.
I know
Alex Vesia is everybody. I would like to stand up for Alex Vesia.
Don't.
He's
it's
the
not
new Gratterall.
No,
you know?
Like well, Gratterall's coming
bias.
Back.
I know. Baez,
the new Pedro
God.
Baez.
Pedro Baez, but he pitches faster than Pedro Baez.
Everybody pitches faster now. Yeah. You have to.
I mean, I think they are, they just haven't gotten in sync. The first couple series, they were so good that it lets you feel like they were going to be the Bronx Bombers. Like they were going to be the LA version of that Yankees team. And then they've just haven't gotten in sync. Like the pitching staff has been bad when the hitters were good, and then the hitters have been bad when the pitching's good. Like it was, I don't know.
Well, we should point out that Walker Buehler is going to do his final rehab start. Today in Rancho Cucamonga, which means he could be coming back to the Dodgers rotation next week as long as everything goes well.
Yeah, and it's because in Rancho Cucamonga, it's very close to here, Dodger Stadium. It's a very easy move. That's why he went to AA instead of AAA, so he can just move right over from Rancho to Dodger Stadium.
See, I love the Quakes, and I am ultimately going to be the play-by-play guy for the Rancho Cucamonga.
That's your retirement plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go do Quakes games.
Are we calling the Quakes now to make this happen?
Yes, because, let's call the Quakes.
You
I would like to
put
do
it
one game.
There.
I don't think they have any radio.
No.
I'm guessing there is no radio for the Quakes.
A little two-bit town of Rancho Cucamonga.
Here's the weird thing. So I was out there a couple of years ago, and I was talking to a super fan, somebody that goes to every game.
Oh, wow.
And they said, you know, the left fielder stays at our house.
Yeah.
Apparently,
life in the
minors.
Part of how it goes in the minor leagues.
So I did a story with the Albuquerque Isotopes once.
Okay.
And all the players there, a lot of them would check in and out of the same. They had like the extended stay hotel there in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Because like they didn't want to commit to being in a house or to staying someplace for too long, and they didn't pay them very much. And so unless you were like a big hot prospect or whatever, they just checked in and out of that hotel all the time. So they have a homestand, they check into the hotel, they go on the road, they just pack up their bags. Like their whole life was in their suitcase.
Oh, that's crazy. I just got a note from Matthew Moreno from Dodger Blue.
Yeah.
Buehler is starting for OKC, not Rancho
Cucamonga.
Oh,
OKC.
Yeah, just to
I'm not. Then I'm doing.
I was wrong, and we were apologies to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, sorry, you don't get Walker Buehler.
But would you not be surprised if the Dodgers at some point go 60-20 over an 80-game stretch?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to go on a tear. Like the one summer they ended up winning 47-52 or some crazy number.
Yeah, they do it every year. They start off slow and then they heat up.
They will absolutely go on a tear. I have no...
Well, they started off so fast that you just thought, they're just going to roll everyone. And it was almost a surprise when they kept blowing leads or blowing games. And then yesterday was just a weird game. It was over so fast. And every at bat, like Mookie was hitting the ball hard. Freddie was hitting the ball. It was just fly ball.
And despite it all, they're 12-9 and in first place in the West.
They're still first.
But 12-9, I never would have thought this team would be 12-9 out of the box.
I mean, last year I think they were like 13-13.
They spent $1.2 billion during the offseason.
Yeah,
12-9.
It's going to come when it matters later.
What's that?
They've already made that back.
By the way, they have made it back over and over again.
Trifold.
Yeah, they really have. All right. Tell you what, coming up next for you, very weird question for Caitlin Clark this week during her introductory press conference with the Indiana Fever. We will do that coming up next for you. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.